This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Real people, real celebrities, real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got a special guest in the building, Miss Bridget Kelly.
Hey,
where the hell you been?
Man, I've been around, but I missed you guys. I don't like that I haven't been around. This has been a long time.
I see Bridget Kelly all the time for some reason.
I know. We be out and about in the same scene. So,
What you going through on Twitter now? I be seeing you tweet stuff about. Like, what'd you tweet? You said, just know these streets just don't love you.
Oh,
like
it's Drake. Oh. It's Drake, right hand.
Oh, that was Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you wrote that for Drake?
No,
I'm kidding,
the lyrics. Yes, nowadays we're all writing for Drake, apparently. So, no, it's lyrics.
Jesus,
no. It's lyrics from right hand.
Oh, I thought you was going through something. You
Oh,
just
nah.
Going to subliminal.
No. It was Drake lyrics. That's just, it's, you know.
Okay.
These streets don't love you.
These streets don't love you like I do. Like, imagine.
Was, and the next two was, and they never will.
That's the song, the lyrics from the song.
You know what I think it is? When you tweet something, it looks way more dramatic
right,
than what you're thinking.
Right, it looks mad emo. Like, no,
head.
I was just listening to the song, and that's the words that stuck out.
Got you.
Yeah.
So you're not on Roc Nation no more?
No, I'm gone.
What happened?
I made my departure. Honestly, we weren't on the same page. We didn't have the same vision.
And I heard that you refused to give up your Spotify account for Tidal. Jay just wasn't having it.
No, honestly, I was on the label for 6 years. It was an incredible experience, but it just, you know, we reached a plateau. There was no further room for me to grow.
I remember when I first saw you perform a long time ago at SOBs when you were on Roc Nation. I was like, she's going to be a star.
Listen, man, I'm still on my way.
Right.
It's still going to happen. It's just, you know, different team, different circumstance.
Does Jay-Z still call you to do Empire State of Mind on Alicia's?
No. I'm actually really happy because now it's still, I mean, if I'm out somewhere and I get recognized, the song comes on and people kind of look at me like, you going to take the mic? And it's like, no. No, I mean, all the relationships are still intact, thank God. Like, it wasn't like a bad...
Breakup.
Yeah, when you think about an artist leaving a label, it's kind of like a divorce, but nobody was really, you know, upset.
We don't ever hear anything bad about Bridget Kelly.
Thank God.
No, you don't.
I don't know. How do you
I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like y'all be looking. Just in case.
No.
But if it pops up, we'll say it.
Okay, great. Excellent.
We'll report it. That's the thing about dirt. But we'll give you a nice twist to it.
Yeah, good. Plot twist.
You look for dirt. When it happens, you're like, oh, wow.
Oh, well, look at
that. If something happened with Bridget Kelly, I would definitely be like, I don't know if this sounds right. But
I know. I feel like I would get a text like, what, did you really hit this girl in the club? Like, I would, I feel like I would
expect to hit something like that. That wouldn't surprise me. I can see you punching a girl in the club.
You know what? I got into a fight in a club. It was a few years ago. A few years ago. Ooh. Yeah. Some random drunk girl and her friend was pushing me and I was ignoring. She was really drunk and it was really bad. And so I had to mush her to get her to leave me alone and her friend. Yeah. And her friend like kind of came down the stairs like barreling down. It's always the, you know, the big friend that has to come and save the little friend.
Gotcha.
So she came down and, you know, she sucker punched me. So I hit her with a little 2-piece in the face. Wow. And then I got bodied by security. So that was the end of that.
Wow.
It was quick. Grand closing. So you have a new EP out.
I do.
I love the title, by the way.
Do you?
Yes.
It's really, it's nostalgic for me. It's
Summer
a really nostalgic.
17.
Yeah. It's a good.
The Kylie Jenner story.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I should have just called it Summer of Kylie. Would have gotten so much more play, huh?
Yes.
Damn. Basically, I mean, I feel like I'm 17 all over again. I don't know what it is. I'm 29 now, but I feel like I'm, you know, I'm reliving my 17th year. I was 17 and everybody was prepping for college and trying to be an adult and everybody's like SAT prep and we got to be adults. Mm-hmm. We got to be responsible. Now I'm 29. Everybody's like, we have to get married. We have to have babies. We got to freeze our eggs in case we're not there yet. And it's like, I'm still just trying to make
17.
A lot of money and pop bottles. I'm not trying to pop out babies.
First of all, you're too young to be going through a midlife crisis.
I'm not having a midlife crisis.
You're 17.
Yeah, 17.
When you were 17, what was the oldest guy you dated, would you say?
21.
You have a sex at 17?
Yeah.
Good. You're
different
than Kylie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really no different. Kylie, 17. Tiger, 24, 25.
25.
Yeah. Their business is not my business. Yeah. If they not cutting me a check or asking me to be somewhere, I don't care.
Why at 17 were you dating the older man? Venus was better than the 17-year-olds that you?
No, he was taller than everybody else. Mm-hmm. He was like 6'3", 6'4", and he just was, you know, he had a deeper voice. He was more manly. All the guys I knew at 17 were like, you know.
Your parents didn't have a problem with that, though? Older dude?
No.
You probably didn't know. Did they know?
My mom knew. She wasn't that concerned.
21.
I was 17. He was 21.
Girls mature faster than guys. Anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't. Wow. She didn't really care
she
like that.
She was in high school. He was graduating college.
Yeah.
He must have mind f***ed you. I mean, mine did you a little
bit. I mean, here's the thing. I was not trying to be in a serious relationship. I was just trying to have a good time. And I'm like, if I'm going to wear heels and try to act like I'm a grown up, at least I can do it with a man that's a little taller than me, a little older.
And you knew you were pursuing your music career already.
Oh, yeah.
You went to LaGuardia.
Yes. And I was impressed. I really just wanted to make music and have fun.
Did he blow on your butt?
No.
Because most older guys, they like to turn young girls out by doing things that have never happened.
You feel like you were good in bed at that age?
No, I didn't know what the hell I was doing at that age.
You just
I had no idea.
Just do it.
I had no clue. I listen.
Did you blow in his
butt? Had to be a memorable
No, actually, I did not. It didn't even occur to me to do that at 17. Imagine what I would have been like if I knew to do that at 17. Holy shit.
It must have been a memorable summer because you named the whole EP after it.
I did. Yeah. I had a really great time between junior and senior year. It was a blast. It was a blast.
Now, how did it feel when you turned 18? Did you feel like your poom poom was legal now?
I didn't feel that different at 18.
It didn't
honestly,
feel illegal before
it didn't,
that.
It did, right. I was already out here, so I wasn't thinking about it that way at 18.
I was already out here.
You know what I mean? At 18, it was just kind of like, okay, sick. Now I can, you know, get a little wristband at club exit. Now, like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Gotcha.
You've spoken about how with women, especially with you going to this performing arts high school, mm-hmm. it was very competitive.
Yeah, because
you guys were all, you know,
It was like Bring It On, the musical version. Like,
it was that bad.
I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I think it was, you know, when you are trying to get a solo or you're trying to, you know, audition or land a gig outside of school, mm-hmm. people are paying attention. You know what I mean? And it's still, I mean, you're in high school, so everybody's insecure, everybody's catty, everybody's petty. And so, you know, sometimes people support you and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're talking behind your back and, you know.
A lot of famous people went there, though.
Mm-hmm.
So just run it down so we know some people that went to LaGuardia so we know what type of talent.
Nikki went there.
Azealia Banks, Khalees, to name a few. New York music people.
Are you friends with anybody?
No, I don't really know anybody like that.
You was there when Nikki was there, right? That was about the same thing.
No, she graduated before I got there, yeah. I think she graduated a year before I got there.
You guys don't have like an alumni program where you can reach out to people who graduated?
You know what? No, I didn't even go to my high school reunion. I had no interest in even going to my high school reunion. I don't know. I think it was just...
She was dating older guys. She knew nobody else.
I wasn't checking for anybody anymore. No,
that's
it
why
was...
you want to be 17 again. You're trying to get back to that high school reunion.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
No, I just it was last year. I didn't go. I didn't feel, I don't know. Last year was a weird year for me. I left the label. I got a whole new management team. Mm-hmm. I started from the bottom. So
why
I
you
just
cut your management
like,
now?
We plateaued too. We mm-hmm. just didn't have the same. We didn't see eye to eye on what the next step was supposed to be.
What do you think the next step is supposed to be that people aren't seeing eye to eye with?
I didn't want to be put in the like quintessential classic R&B box. I never felt like that was who I was. Yeah. I definitely wanted to be sort of in that middle lane where it was more musical and more about the content rather than, okay, well, she's going to open for Mary J. Blige, so this is what it's going to be. Like, it was very much like, okay, this is your lane, this is your box. You only have this amount of room to move in. And I just felt like, you know, it was silly. I wanted to branch out and do television. I wanted, you know, and I was able to do it the last year or so, hosting on Fuse and on VH1. So it's been a good time.
So they were trying to make Bridget Kelly an artist that she wasn't,
yeah.
basically.
I always appreciated how raw and edgy your music was. It wasn't like typical, mm-hmm. you know, R&B. It was very, I don't even know how to say it, just blunt.
Yeah.
I
think because I'm from New York, the assumption is just automatically like, oh, she's got to do R&B. She's from New York. She's got a raspy voice.
Mm-hmm. And want you to dance like Mary.
Yeah, right. With the thigh high boot. Yeah, you know what I mean? Gotcha. I wasn't really. Yeah.
So
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, you asked, I did the Mary.
Is that the dance? Is that the dance that gets the girls to blow your butt? That's the dance.
Mary be doing either. Mary just.
That's the dance. That's how he gets them.
That is not what she be doing.
Mary never does that.
Like that. I've never
seen Mary. No, don't do that. Don't do that to Mary.
Don't do that to Mary.
I'm gonna show you this video. Hold on. I think this
that's so foul.
This from the Essence Fest or something.
No,
she did not look like that.
I've never seen her look
like
that.
Mary got some rhythm.
Come on, man.
Mary got rhythm. Hold on.
He's gonna just show her.
Hey. All right. The one move.
Look at the whole watch this. About to lose her hat.
You really watched this. She knows
my
everything.
Goodness.
She definitely gave you like a full thigh kick though with that heavy boot.
Mary
go ahead, Mary.
Is like the drunk aunt at the party now. That just,
no, she's the
just
one every all
time.
The young girls want to be like. They be like, I'm trying to get like her.
Yeah,
I
want
to be like her.
She's the drunk aunt that yes. comes to the party and don't care what she look like.
But you know what?
She's not the drunk aunt.
She's had a nice long career that really evolved from when she was
Absolutely.
Younger to where she is now.
Oh yeah, for sure. She's always remained true to her audience too, which I think is mm-hmm. really important. It's tough. I feel like I didn't have the chance to really do that. I got thrown on such a grand stage so early in place of somebody else. So it
right.
wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like my intro to the world was here's my music, listen to this. It was like, hey, sing this other girl's record real quick. And
it seems like
the
you
thing
got
about Mary, her audience has grown with her. Like they grew
yeah.
her from like the Apollo to
yes.
wherever she's at to now the Essence
yes.
Festival. Like
I love it.
It seems like you got a whole new look too.
I do. I have blonde hair. How
yeah,
crazy is
right.
that? I chopped it.
It's
I
nice.
Was like, no more bangs.
Look
just
a little
gonna try
too. Stomach all flat.
Yeah,
you be working out though. If you follow,
I've been going hard.
She goes
I have.
Hard.
I've been going really hard.
Mm-hmm. I'd be trying. Wanting to roll up on you underneath the bridge and tell be like, "What's up?
Where you going? You running? Let me run with you."
Now, what else happened to you when you were 17 that you decided to make a whole EP about it?
I felt like I didn't want to be. I didn't want to have to succumb to all the standards of what everybody else thought I should be doing. I didn't right. know if I wanted to go to college. I didn't know. You know, if I, you know, what kind of music at the time I really wanted to do. I didn't really know who I was, and I felt like that should have been acceptable. Like, that should have been okay at 17. Mm-hmm. I feel like kids now have it even harder because it's like social media is, you know, portraying all these images constantly. It's oversaturation, and it's like, that's all they have to look to. For us, in my generation at least, it was like, you know, all we kind of had was each other, and no one really knew their ass from their elbow, so everybody's just trying to figure it out. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Crashing and burning, and I felt like, you know, I want to do that on my own. I want to dance to the beat of my own drum.
So who's
even if it's off rhythm, you know what I'm saying?
Go do the Mary. Mary just feels good. So who's this CD catering to? Because it was 17 for you was what, 12 years ago?
Yeah,
that was a whole different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's different from 17 now.
It's not really catering to necessarily 17-year-olds. It's just gotcha. It's more so the state of mind. I'm not taking myself as that seriously. I don't think it's if I don't get married at 30, I'm not upset. You know what I'm saying? I'll
gotcha.
Be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just it's more so about, you know, exploring the possibilities of love. Some of the songs on here are about love, and it's about falling head over heels and what that feels like for the first time. It's like to fall in love again is you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Do you even know what love is at 17, though? I'm sure you know what love
no,
is.
No, I think what you feel is so strong, though, that you think it is love.
Right.
And so, I think that even as an adult that happens to you, you get wrapped up in a situation, and before you know it, you're like, oh, my God, this is amazing, and then it happens and it doesn't go work your way and you're like, damn, what's this even love?
Let me play devil's advocate. You're 17.
Go for it.
You're having sex with a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Tall, penis bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's going to feel strong.
Like, we're talking about love, not penis, though.
Oh, okay.
And you know, admittedly, she said when she was 17, she didn't know what she was doing.
I had
like,
no idea. I've honestly
a lot of 21-year-old guys don't know what they're doing.
No,
either.
They sure don't. But here's the thing: I'm 29, right? I'm 29, and I feel like in certain aspects of life, not that I definitely know what I'm doing in the bedroom now at 29, but outside of that, like, there's still things I don't have a clue about. Like I still don't know relationships. I suck at relationships. Like, I either give too much or give too little. Like,
you
it's
was
a
in
weird.
Last time we saw you, you had
I was. Oh yeah, he's gone.
Jeez, what happened
already? Yeah.
You used him for the free workouts. That's what you
That's why
did.
She's in great shape.
But I used him for the washboard and had to call it.
You learned all the exercises and moved on.
No, honestly, we went on a break and then I was over it.
Why did I go on a break? Whose idea was that?
It was mine. I wasn't happy with it. Was actually last year. It was right after I left the label. I was like, all right, I need to
you was going
reassess.
You
I was going
everything.
Through it. I got rid of everything. I went through it. So I was like, I got to just clean slate. But, you know, and then that was
but
the
sometimes
end.
It is true. It's hard when if you're not happy with your career, you're not happy with your management. You're not. It makes you not happy with it's just clean house. Let's start all over.
But then it's also I knew I wanted to date other people because I was kind of like I was looking to feel anything that was going to give me positive feedback and validation and attention. And I knew that. So it was like, if I'm going to do that, I can't be in this relationship with
poor dude.
Hold on. So you was pushing away the positive feedback?
No, I'm saying that when you're going through all that and everything is kind of like buckling down on you at once, you're searching to feel any kind of like good attention, anything. So to me, it was like, I could already feel myself drifting out of the relationship because it was like, well, nothing else was going on for me. And I'm not like the stay at home girl that's going to be happy just with her man on the couch every night. It's like, I want to be working. I want to be doing stuff.
So was it a situation where he was telling you things like, yo, that's good. You're not with the label no more. You can stay home now and cook and clean. And
no, it was just, he was really supportive. He's actually, to be really fair to him, he was probably the greatest man that I've ever met, hands down. But it wasn't the right time for me. My brain,
other people.
I checked out. My brain checked out,
he's
dog.
The one,
exactly. He's I don't
the
understand.
He's thing. Amazing.
But it wasn't the time.
It wasn't the time.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, why should she stay in a relationship if she's not satisfied in it?
But you know what, though? I can admit that I felt myself drifting away. There was already somebody else that had caught my attention that was giving me the kind of attention that I wanted and needed.
So the right thing to do is to break up.
Yeah.
You feel like this isn't it. Maybe he could be a great guy, but it just wasn't it.
The timing wasn't right.
Is what you're telling us.
No, I didn't break up with him for another guy. When we broke up, we were on a break, and it was like, you know what? I'm gonna test the waters out here.
That's what guys do. They make you feel special. And then when they get you, then it's a wrap.
And then it's over. Because that's exactly what happens. Yeah. I mean, that happens. It happens all the time.
Poor trainer dude is all effed up about it now.
She wanted to have sex with another guy, so she went on a break to go have sex with the other guy.
And he did exactly.
It's
what
better
guys
than cheating,
do.
Right?
Instead of cheating,
it's better than cheating.
They take you out. You're all in love, and then boom.
I am so hurt behind this.
Kind of.
You're acting like a 17-year-old, BK. That's the kind of stuff.
Here we are.
Summer of 17.
All
so,
over again.
And you have only one guest appearance. Mac Wilds is on the EP.
Yes. Yes, yes,
I like
yes.
that song. Super cute.
Thank
I
you.
Like the whole album. I really like Bridget Kelly's music. Thank I remember, you. Like I told you before, the first time I saw you perform, I was like, I'm going to go download this when I get home.
I know. Angela came up to me at some party. It might have actually been in Charlotte during CIAA, like 2 or 3 years ago. And y'all were hosting a party.
Yeah, we do that every year. CIAA and Breakfast Club Day
yes,
Party.
Yes, the greatest day party ever. CIAA, by the way. It's the most turnt you can be in a short amount of time.
It is really, though.
During the day.
During the day. But no, I remember you came up to me. You were like, "Yo, I'm really excited for your project. Whenever you put it out, let me know. Like, I want to show love." And I always remember that, so I appreciate it.
Well, now you're showing love,
it
took that
no,
long.
Absolutely.
It did not take that. It was like a year after all the.
No, but I have been following
here.
Her career ever
yeah,
for
from
years
the beginning.
Now. So I was excited for this EP to come out. I already heard it and everything.
Yeah.
So. Gotcha.
Are you independent?
Yeah.
Independent?
Oh, yeah. Completely
Our label's trying to holler, though, I'm sure.
They are. But here's the thing. I've made more money and more connections and gained more confidence and all of that in the last, like, 10 months than I had in, like, 6 years.
Really?
So to me, it's incredible. Like, and it's not to say that I'm anti-label, but I champion now being an independent artist and finding yourself in that whirlwind and trying to make moves on your own.
And if you do decide to make that decision, I think it's great to be independent and prove what you can do yourself.
Absolutely.
You get a lot more
yeah.
when you bring more to the table. When
but you also know yourself as an artist, I think that's the biggest problem now is nobody gets developed. Everybody gets has to be a full package deal when they get signed. And then if they're not and they get lost, then they get lost in the shuffle.
Will your music be available on Tidal?
I think it already is. Somebody somebody tagged me in it, and they said it was on Tidal.
That's
so.
Trying to be cute, okay? Of course.
Listen,
I don't know.
Of course, by all means, ask away.
Absolutely. So, do you like TV better than? No, I know you don't like it better than music, but do you like TV?
Hosting.
I love hosting. I didn't think I would. I thought it was going to come off a little corny, but honestly, all the attributes of my personality that I used to get like harassed for and made fun of about actually turned out to work to my advantage on TV. They love that. They think it's great.
Harassed for? You're such a nice girl.
Well, I am, but it's like I talk a lot. I'm almost too nice to people. It's like initially when I got signed, it was like, you have to keep this mystique about you. You're an artist and you have to have this air. And I was like, that shit. I'm personable. I want to go sit down and talk. Let's take shots. Let's kick it. And that's
everybody's not Beyonce.
It's about the energy you give off. I'm more approachable. And so for me that works in my favor when I'm doing interviews with artists that I knew off of television. Gotcha. So then to interview them, then it's more conversational. So it's great.
Instead of trying to be somebody you're not, be yourself.
Instead of like being robotic and asking the typical questions, it's like, well, okay, well, what's going on? So how you been? How's everything going? How's your kid? Like you can
more
you make them more comfortable.
Because
artists are uncomfortable. Like for the most part, most artists are socially awkward.
Yeah.
We don't have a clue how to like really interact
talk
and be
people,
on a
right.
personal
you
personal
know
basis.
I think that is though. I think because there's so many people not speaking to artists like they're regular people.
Right.
You know what I mean? They talk artisty instead of just having a conversation with
It's like we can take a picture, but you can totally be like, hey, how's your day going? What's going on? How you doing? Like you can keep it casual without it being like, do you mind if we take a picture with you in the corner? Like,
ask
all right.
the artist if they've ever sucked a fart out of a butt every now and then.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
She already told you she didn't.
I don't want to do
at
that.
At least not at 17.
I also don't want to put anybody else in that. That's an awkward question.
You
I wouldn't
so?
Start the conversation that way.
Yeah, you don't start it, but somewhere along the line, you just to break the ice.
Okay.
You throw that in there.
Okay, I'll keep that
and
in mind.
And it's popular now with the whole Janae Aiko eating booty like groceries thing.
But you know what? I feel like that's a front.
It is definitely a front.
That's a front.
You think ain't nobody really eating that?
I believe people are doing it. I don't think that's like that's a deal breaker. If you don't eat, I'm not fucking with you. No girl feels like that in her right mind. That's not the deal breaker. Cut it out.
So you don't feel special when a guy eats?
I feel special, but here's the thing.
Okay.
It's not a prerequisite. It doesn't it's not a mandatory criteria. Like it's not
it's like girl, I can't be with him.
Right.
Would you kiss him after you
absolutely not.
Come on, stop lying.
Come on,
girl,
man.
Lie.
No.
You eat him after you
no.
kiss him after you
do you kiss a girl after she swallows?
No.
No. No. So then no. Like get out of here.
I'm done though.
Okay.
It's over.
All right.
After she swallows,
you asleep. You're
no,
not
you
even.
You don't want to taste your.
You, what, you give her a high five?
Done
you're not going to kiss her?
Thank
that's
you.
Crazy.
You don't want to taste your own semen.
All right. Bridget Kelly, the album Summer of 17, the EP is out right now. Make sure you pick it up. You're performing at SOBs.
Envy kept calling you Carrie Hilson, too, when you walked in, which I thought
really?
Was disrespectful.
That's a little. It's a little disrespectful.
Why is it disrespectful?
Because I like Ciara and Beyonce, so I would rather not be put in that folder.
I didn't.
Like I don't want to be. I'm not a hater. Like I'm
don't
not.
Don't let Charlamagne set you up.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do that.
I swear to God, Envy
Charlamagne
said that.
Always gotta be. Wait,
you didn't say that?
Hold on, wait, but seriously, this is the first time I've come in here and you have not offered me a drink.
Baby,
I'm so surprised.
You want a Quaalude too? you want a drink?
White a dog.
Somebody get Bridget a cup, please.
Please, somebody get me a cup. It's gonna be a long day,
we'll
but yes. But I have a show at SOBs again
on
the 13th.
Oh, let's get
that
reunited.
We need to just have a whole like family reunion kind of thing. I need all of y'all to be in the mix.
In there, but you got coffee.
I'll drink this fast and
coffee.
Then
we'll
do coffee. And Remy is not the move.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Miss Bridget
and
Kelly.
And when's the EP coming out?
It's out.
Oh, okay.
Damn it, Charlamagne. Uncommon Sense.
You're right. Bridget's going to be on Uncommon Sense. Too.
Yeah, we have to figure that out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.